Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. It's the third day of October, otherwise known as the 3rd of October. And good morning and welcome. It's nice to have you here. We have a lot going on, and we'll talk about it in just a moment. I want to introduce everybody. Also want to remind you that we love hearing from you, and you can join us by simply going to panel@wamc.org. You can just address your email to panel@wamc.org, and we would love to hear from you and hear what's on your mind on this Wednesday morning. Let me introduce the group to you, and then we'll get started. Terry Gibson is here, former New York State Senator, as well as SUNY New Paltz Communications Professor. Good morning, Terry. How are you?
I am here. I am ready to communicate.
Excellent. Very nice to have you on the program, as always. Jen Smith is a journalist for the Berkshire Eagle, a beat reporter, and it's you can take that however you want. Just beaten down, yes. Beat.
All of the above.
Really tired.
Beat generation.
Beat generation on a beat. Little Kerouac, right. So, good morning. Yes, just
there we go.
Jen Smith, good morning. How are you?
Good morning and good October to you all.
Yes, good October. And WAMC's Alan Shartek, good morning. Alan, how are you?
Well, I'm good, but I'm nervous. Joe, we've always had to keep this place going, and we always have. But in the end, it takes some money in order to do it. But it's so simple. If everybody who listens and loves the show would put something in right now at WAMC.org, we'd be there. But you know what happened yesterday, Joe? This amazing thing. We got a surprise grant from matching grant, anonymous, a wonderful person. We know that person well. Gave us $5,000 if we could make $25,000. So we heard from somebody else today. And here's what they said. I could say she, or I could say he, but I'd rather not do that because I want to be anonymous. They said, hey, that was really great yesterday. Do it again, and I'll give you $5,000 if you could do exactly what you did yesterday. Oh, I don't know whether we can do it or not, but I think we can. What do you think, Joe?
Well, I think we can. I just want to, a couple little things. I think the audience gives us far too much credit, because often they'll say, oh, well, you know, these things are coming, and you know. No.
We don't.
No, you give us far too much credit. Yeah. If you think we plan this, oh, God.
Yeah.
But you know what does happen is, because Alan just mentioned this casually, I think it was Monday, he said, you know, and if anybody has a challenge, that would be great. And then people call up and they say, oh, yeah, I can do that. And this is how you get these things. So it's great. So we are at around 240,000. We want to get to 265 by the end of our time together this morning at 10:30. And we'll get a $5,000 challenge, which will bring us to $270,000.
Well, it is a challenge, folks. Let's remember that. Now, I don't think many people who challenge would not give us the money in the end. But you never know. It has happened, and you never know. So this is somebody who wants to help us, obviously. So if everybody could just get over to the computer, or, and this is a big or, because we don't have that much staff here, but you want to do it and get on the phone and dial 1-800-323-9262. Write it down. 1-800-323-9262. We'll take your call, and it's all good. Now, if a couple of people would be very generous, that would be great, but we can't count on that. So whatever you can do, do it now.
All we need is you, and every dollar that we make now is a dollar we don't have to make during the fund drive. So just a couple of the benchmarks. $500,000 is our goal going into the fund drive on October 15th, which is just less than 10 days away, so we'll note that. And then our overall goal is $1 million. And we have all this stuff. I don't know if you've noticed, but the world's sort of nuts. So all kinds of things are going on. We don't want to take any time away from our regular programming, because who knows what can happen in that period of time. But we're going to have to. If we have to.
Yeah, first things first.
That's right.
First, you got to get the money.
We got to keep
in order to have the station.
That's right. and you gotta pay for it, and then we'll deliver what we promise. So the everything we do now on the front end, we don't have to do later, and that's fantastic. So whatever you can do, 1-800-323-9262, as Alan mentioned, operators are standing by.
Lewis Aluminum.
WAMC.org, WAMC.org, and we need your help. And so we need you, and you're a vital part of this, so whatever you can do, please, please, please do it, and do it now. And I'm not going to put pressure on you, but yesterday's audience did do it. So if you're listening today, there you go.
There you go. You know, Joe, you just said something about paying. And when I lived on 87th Street with a bunch of people from graduate school, across the street was Pick and Pay.
Oh, Pick and Pay.
Pick and Pay. So there we were in Italy, in Bologna, and we passed the store, Pick and Pay. And my friend Peter Davis used to make, he made up a song about it. He said, first you pick and then you pay.
Well, you know, so pick what you want to support, pick what you love, and do. And one other final thing I have to say. I was out in the front office mm-hmm. yesterday, and it was late in the afternoon, and we had a woman came in, and she was giving us a check, which was very nice, and but she was sort of saying, well, you know, I don't know, very very sort of what's the word. Concerned as to when she should give. So, do you give during the lockbox? Do you give during the drive? When does it make the most sense? You know, when is best for us? And we just said, whenever you do whatever you can, your guilt card is free. Like you're done. Once you've done your part, that's all we're asking you to do. No more than that. And so you'll do what you feel is right.
Yeah, I think that's a very good way of looking at it, Joe. Another way of looking at it is, when somebody asks me, should I give now or give later, I always say, give now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you never know what happens between now and then.
Which is, of course, better than the answer that you really want to give, which is, both is fine.
Yes. And you just gave it, so there you go.
By the way, I can't tell you how many people do that.
Yes.
You
know, so. Yeah.
But whatever you can do, it keeps the station going, and we know what it means to you because you're listening right now. There couldn't be better proof than that.
All right.
We had a little bit of a nasty letter this morning, Joe.
We did.
From somebody who said that this panel is not left-wing enough.
I
swear.
We'll see if we can work on that today.
This panel is not left-wing enough.
Wow.
You know, the preponderance of letters, of course, is exactly the opposite. You know, you guys are a bunch of liberals, so.
What? Shocking.
All right. We will trust that you will do what you have to do. WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. And we do have folks that are ready to answer your calls.
They're standing by.
They're standing by. And we also have, of course, the online, which is the easiest way to do it. But that's fine. Whatever works for you. WAMC.org, WAMC.org.
And when you go there to WAMC.org, Joe, sorry for stepping on you, no. What do you find? I mean, what do you do?
Well, I mean, you go to WAMC.org and you'll see where the lockbox is there. It'll give you the thermometer and it'll say pledge now. And you
that's
click
an oral
on that.
Thermometer, yeah.
And yes. Although sometimes you go right into the system and then.
It's easy. A couple
there.
Of questions, you're done.
Yeah, that's it. All right. All we have to do is make the money.
And how much do we need again?
We need $25,000.
$25,000
by 10:30 this morning,
oh boy,
ladies and gentlemen. So there you go. 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org. All right, let's get to the topic at hand, which really is the fun drive. But we'll go to other topics, which include what is happening in the world. So I was going to start with the Trump tax scheme story because it's fascinating, and the Times did some amazing reported on it, and that the president and his family engaged in these elaborate tax schemes, which may give us some inkling as to why his taxes have been so problematic over the years. But I'm going to hold that one for a second and go for the low-hanging fruit, which is the fact that the president mocked the accuser in the Kavanaugh hearings, Dr. Blasey Ford, who testified just a week ago tomorrow that she was sexually assaulted by his, Trump's, pick for the Supreme Court. And so he went to a rally, as he's wont to do, and this was in South Haven, Mississippi, and he mocked the account of the woman who accused Brett Kavanaugh and told the crowd that the Me Too movement was unfairly hurting men. I don't know. Upstairs, downstairs, where was it? I don't know, but I had one beer. That's the only thing I remember, Trump said of Ford as he impersonated her on stage. I don't remember, he said repeatedly, apparently mocking her testimony. Having seen it, I don't know that it was like apparently. I think it was fairly obvious that he was mocking her testimony, but...
So Joe, what's the change? The change, it seems to me, is he now thinks he can get him through. He can get Kavanaugh through. And looking at these senators, remember, you get Susan Collins. It's very simple. Susan Collins, if she goes against Kavanaugh, if she votes no, she'll get into a primary and she'll lose. Because if you take a look at the Republican numbers behind Trump and behind Kavanaugh, they are solid. They're solid. And those same people will hold it against them. And the people in this Mississippi, of all places, thing yesterday were all yelling, "We want Kavanaugh. We want Kavanaugh." So if this is Susan Collins' moment for history, she could say, "Okay, I'll be the profile in courage. You know, I shouldn't tell this story more than 1,000 times, but I was here when a guy named Michaels was the dissenting vote, was the carrying vote in the abortion, having the allowance to have an abortion in New York State. I was here. That's how old I am." The guy said, "I know I will lose if I do this, but I'm going to do it because I have to do it." And you know what? As the history of the New York State legislature goes, this guy will always be remembered, unlike all of his colleagues who will never be remembered this way.
So let me ask you this question, Alan, which is, with that in mind, with that very, very good point in mind, if you're Susan Collins, doesn't this make it a more difficult decision when the woman who has come forward to tell about the most horrifying thing that she has experienced in her life and she is being mocked by the leader of the free world?
And by the way, Collins has said that already. Collins is, I believe, this morning, Collins said that was terrible, along with Flake, who said it was terrible. But whether, now Flake wants to run for president. What's his profile in courage? Will he get the nomination from the very Republicans who are so intent on supporting Trump and Kavanaugh? Or in the end, is it all BS? You know, that's the question.
Well, Susan Collins has a long history of sort of riding these waves and allowing people to do backflips, trying to figure out what she's going to do. And in the end, usually just going with the party line. I also think that this response by our disturbing president about Dr. Ford is also related to the New York Times story about his tax evasion. I think he has a pattern of always reacting in a very disturbing way.
Right. Say something outrageous. Else,
right. Yeah.
And you know, in many ways, we are doing it this morning. We are talking about that story instead of his tax return story.
Well, we did start with the tax return.
We did.
And all I can say is that my 7:45 commentary, I made the point, this isn't Pulitzer material, I don't know what is.
Yeah, and we'll get to that. As I said, I want to start on the with the low hanging fruit, just because I think we can get this one out of the way quick. But it's still disturbing.
Yes. Well, absolutely.
I'm sorry, Jen. Again, go ahead, please.
Well, I was going to say that this is someone who last week also called the same woman he mocked credible.
Exactly.
This is also a case of observing what he does best, which is rallying a certain base. If you look at the numbers of polling in the area, you know, I think that's just supporting what he has. And I think the danger in making the comments, though, is what constituents in other places will hold the response by the senators who can make a change accountable.
You remember when Lindsey Graham gave his now famous screed that day when they kicked out their hand-picked prosecutor and all of a sudden, you know, there he was and she was gone. Remember when he turned around to the other people on the panel and he sort of pointed at them and said, "You just better vote for this guy. You better vote
for
this guy."
And this is someone who Trump also said in remarks just within the past couple of days that, "I don't know him. I just met him the other day." So how are we supposed to then say everything that you say about this man in support of him is credible when you also say that I don't know him?
Yeah, but that's true. But what's been puzzling me, and I don't know about you other panelists, what's been puzzling me is that if you listen to Trump real carefully over the Kavanaugh thing, he was sort of sending out signals that maybe it wouldn't work out. And I don't fully understand what that was. But it's about the Senate, and I'll be looking at this, and I'll be looking at the FBI report. And by the way, I'm sorry, I don't want to join Trump in his FBI bashing, but I'm very concerned about this. We have heard from Ford, Mrs. Ford, Dr. Ford now, that they haven't even interviewed her. They haven't gone to her. So this may be a setup, too.
Well, as the Times story reports, as I'm sure we're going to talk about later, it just proves that this person, Donald Trump, is the greatest con man since P.T. Barnum, really. And he has conned America. He's conned everyone that comes in contact with him. His family has joined in on it. And we as Americans are being conned right now. And I hope that we will rise up and bring an end to this.
And you feel that the latest con is on this particular...
Well, I think us trying to figure out what exactly he has in mind in terms of how he actually feels about Judge Kavanaugh and how he feels about Dr. Ford is all part of his game to keep us guessing, to keep us wondering, to keep us wondering whether he's truthful or not truthful or honest or not honest.
But I think I think you are correct in that we're looking at a series of potential cons being conjured up again, whether you're looking at the quote-unquote new NAFTA proposal or what's coming out under the tax allegations.
Sure. I need to break in because we have to take a break. Just a reminder, I'll give you some numbers here when we come back. We're doing okay, not great. We need your help. WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262. It's the Lockbox. We need you. Help us now. 1-800-323-9262. We'll be back right after this.
Mine hard.
Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. Alan Chartok, Jen Smith, and Terry Gibson. And we are in a desperate push for our lockbox. We started off to make a $5,000 challenge from Anonymous of Sheffield, Massachusetts, needing $25,000. We have made $4,000 so far, but do the math and you'll realize that we still need to make $21,000 in about 55 minutes.
I quoted Pete yesterday, who used to sing, you got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk it for yourself. And so this is an individual decision. How much do you treasure the station? I can't go anywhere without some. I'm sure that Terry and Jen, you hear this too, saying, I make time for this. My day revolves around this. I listen to this. So if everybody who felt that way would just put a little something in. You know, when I came on to WMC in 1979, I guess it was, my philosophy was, at the time it was $25 for a membership, so-called membership. And I said at the time, that's crazy. We want everybody to do what they can and it'll find its own level. And that's exactly what has happened. There are lots of people who have a little extra money and they put in $1,000 if they can because they think $3 a day for this program, when you think about what you pay $3 a day for, is really not that bad. On the other hand, there are people who put five in, and I always remember the flower girl in New Paltz, it was winter, she was selling flowers, and she said, I'm giving you today's receipts. Boy, That'll make you weep right there.
Wow. We started needing 25. We're down to needing 20, and we've got $5,000 on the table. So it's very important. We have to do it. And we hope you will do your part. WAMC, we know you will, but, you know, if you can do it in the next 55 minutes, that'd be great.
Of course, we don't like to fail, but on the other hand, neither do you. And we're all in this together. That has always been the motto of this radio station. We're all in this together. And that's the way it is. You know, there are public radio stations around the country where, you know, there's some of the wealthiest. That's how Ronald Reagan got his comeuppance when he wanted to kill NPR. Some of the top people on their boards and things are really wealthy, and they kick in tremendous amounts of money. We don't have that. I know one person who's given $1 million to a station considerably to the south of us here, a major metropolitan area. $1 million. Can you imagine that? But we don't have that. We have you. And if you do your thing, and if you really do believe that this is a way to share, it would be great to hear from you, really. And it's WAMC.org or 1-800-323-9262.
1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org. Please help us. Do what you can, and we will be in very good shape. And try to get, you know, on track. All of these things, we know where we should be by now. We know where we should be, and we want to get there. So it's as simple as that. Alan has some letters. We'll go through those, and we'll subtly remind you throughout the process to go to your device, whether it be a phone or a computer, and do what you can.
Maureen says, Trump and Congress, when did it become acceptable or have the POTUS and McConnell and others to disregard an FBI investigation and become the deciders? Supporters of the GOP, can you support this? Gee, thought you were the law and order party. And there is some real wisdom to this letter. I, on the other hand, I'm getting a little suspicious of the FBI and what their role is in this, and so have announced. But there you go. And Elias says, the FBI refused to interview Kavanaugh, and Ford indicates that this effort is a Senate cover-up. No scrutiny of the judge's lying means that all Republicans will approve the nominee. Could be. Listen, Mitch, I'm sorry, go.
Well, I just think the one thing to watchdog is the relationship and the conversations going on between the White House and the FBI on this investigation, because the White House is sort of
giving
responsible
yeah.
for.
You can go here. You can't mm-hmm. go there.
Exactly.
So this one, you
they'll
ask
say
that one.
You know what names, what potential witness information can be released and what can't.
And Trump keeps saying again and again, I'm not making these decisions. The Senate is. But he doesn't mean the Senate. He means the one extra vote the Senate Republicans have. That's what he's saying.
And he's got to be careful with that defense now, because we were just talking about Susan Collins, and she's the one who's saying the FBI should be talking to the third
accuser.
Yeah. In this case. And so you can't just fall back on your usual expectation.
And Jen, I don't know if we're ever going to get told what the FBI report said, because it's quite clear they're going to give it to the president and to the Senate, and that the Senate will make the decision.
And that's where I think the Senate will come into play on that, because I think the Senate's defense has been, and we heard that during the trials last week, that you know, the FBI doesn't make convictions. The FBI just gets information.
Right.
Well, let's be honest. We know that these Republican senators that are supposedly on the fence, do they really need more evidence to make this decision? Just based on what we know already, just based on the way he conducted himself during the hearing, is more than enough evidence to suggest that this individual is not the type of person that should be on the court, regardless of his party, regardless of his beliefs, regardless of his drinking, his disposition, his personality, his absolute disdain for government, obviously, that he showed during that day is disqualifying.
But and he's partisan, fiercely partisan.
Yes.
It's the Democrats who are after me. It's Hillary Clinton who's after me.
But the president doesn't care about that, and the Senate, the Republican Senate, doesn't care about that.
They only care
and
about
if they did,
thing.
I think there would have been a greater clamor for not just an FBI investigation, but a third-party investigation.
Mm. Well, I once taught a course called The Acquisition and Maintenance of Political Power.
Oh.
And that's what this is
was
all
that
about.
Was that a big...
It's what we were just talking, yeah.
Big
yeah.
seller?
Well, it was otherwise known as Shark Talk 5. Right, but I always loved that name. I don't remember who suggested it, but it was a great name.
I bet your students had some other names for that course.
Shark Talk 5.
So we need $19,000. We need a 25. We need 19 now. See how this works? Isn't this fun?
Well,
we only. Yeah, go ahead.
No, it's not.
No, I know.
Because mine heart.
So WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262. The other thing that I don't know. A lot of this hasn't been talked about. Maybe it's just because I'm making it up. But isn't it weird to have all of this pressure, if you will, being put on the FBI, the same FBI that this president for the last year and a half has done nothing but excoriate and say how awful they are.
That's a point I made yesterday, Joe, and I couldn't agree with you more. And you worry that people like Sessions and Rosenstein, both Republicans, say, yeah, you know, this is a bone we can throw to the president. Because they're supposed to be overseeing all of this, and I've never been in love with certainly with Sessions, I'm just from Missouri. You got to show me
the show me state. we need 19. We're in the 18,000s.
Come on.
Now
well,
we're in the 18,000s.
Right. Come on, let's
so
go.
So 18,900 is what we need, and
come on.
So you can do this. WAMC.org, WAMC.org. We have $5,000 on the table. Just to let you know, if this happens, we'll be at 265 in the lockbox, which means we'll get five. We'll be at $270,000 in the lockbox, and don't forget, we have however many days, 10 more days, I think, to get to $500,000.
So just let's explain to everybody.
Yes, sir.
We will be here till the end of the fund drive. The old fund drives used to last 5 days, 6 days, 2 weeks. And we used to hug each other in the hall and hold each other up.
There were cots. I tell the story, but there were cots in the hallways. Remember that?
Yeah.
We had cots because you didn't leave. You were here for it was sort of a hostage situation.
Yeah. And so all of a sudden Donald Trump gets elected president of the United States. And all of a sudden there are 1 day fund drives. One day in the morning, fund drives. We'll be here, everybody, till the end. But think of what you're hearing about this morning from all of us. When we think about these problems, you know you have a place to go every morning, and you tell us that. You're always telling us that. That's what's so great. So if you could just go to WAMC.org, could you do $5? I passed my friend, my friends playing some music the other day with a box in front of them, and I put that much money in. Come on, you can do it.
$18,500 is what we need right now, and whatever you can do. 1-800-323-9262. Let's do two letters, Alan, and then we'll go to a break.
Okay, Kevin, it's the senators. If more of them spoke up to say they will not support the flawed candidate, we could stop all this he said, she said, they said, we said. Well, yeah, and if a pig flew through the room here, a pig would be flying through the room. What can I tell you, my friend Kevin? And Paul says, Trump versus Ford, I would like one woman, just one woman, in your audience to write in and explain how she can still support Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, if you saw the picture last night of Trump in Mississippi talking to that audience and the histrionics that were coming from many of the women in that room, that's an answer to Paul from North Adams. There are people, there's a whole tradition of terrible racism, for example, in this country, in which, you know, you go back to Emmett Till, you go back to how dare he look at a white woman, which most people believe he never did. And that's the theme. I'm a woman. I want to be protected. I want to be protected. And that's the Trump thing, the old sort of Southern way of doing things. And there he was saying it again last night. Okay. And one more, Joe or not?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And Kevin says, years ago when Alan was on TV, yeah, it was a long time ago, he grew his beard until the state budget was passed. What year was that, Alan? I have no idea.
It was like the playoff beards.
I have no idea. Beards. I had a beard for a long, long time. And we have I think we may have a few premiums which have my picture on the back with a huge white beard and saying, thank you. Thank you. WMC on the
So front. It was Pataki Day, so it had to be like 98, 99, somewhere
that
there.
That sounds like yesterday, doesn't it? 99.
It does.
Yeah.
I was doing television for a lot of years.
We're in the 17,000s. Go ahead, Alan. Oh, one more and then let's go.
Okay, here we go. Roxanne says, Kavanaugh. Does anyone know whether Kavanaugh has been asked to take a polygraph test as Dr. Ford readily did? And if not, why not? And that's from Roxanne.
Well, there's the whole argument about whether they really are admissible in any type of situation that's legal.
Late 90s, I'm told by David Gustina, who is the official historian.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Yeah. And Anne says, I'm sorry, Terry, I interrupted
you. Oh, no, I was just saying, I think legally that these things are not really admissible in court, but this isn't a court trial.
She volunteered to do it. It was paid for by attorneys. So would he volunteer to do it? Probably not.
And what has that done for her?
And they're putting out a false narrative now that she was coached by somebody else.
And he has yet to answer the fact check. He has yet to take a polygraph.
Okay. And Anne says, Good morning, panel. Yesterday, a colleague told me she was unfriended by many Facebook people because she questioned Dr. Ford's testimony. She didn't offer an opinion. She simply asked questions. Vitriol followed. This has been very typical of the conversations around the Kavanaugh hearings, supporters of Kavanaugh or Ford closing their ranks like tribes. Many are not concerned about the truth. They, and I will admit to we, are looking for facts that reinforce our opinion there or our opinions. Are none of you concerned that this devotion into tribalism is causing irreparable harm to this country? I am, in fact, I'm often moved to tears about it, and that's from Anne. Okay, thanks, Anne.
I think we're all concerned. That's why we're here today.
But I also think we're committed
to WAMC.
I also think people have multiple. I mean, I think there's different ways of looking at that. Mm-hmm. I think using her example of your Facebook feed, if somebody puts up something that you find to be very troubling to you. And they're quote unquote your friend, but they're not really your friend. I mean, you may not even know who they are or be able, you know, you wouldn't even speak to them if you were in the grocery store. If I see that and it gives me discomfort, I get rid of it. I mean, I wouldn't call that tribalism as much as just I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah. I think you lose context too. In that platform.
Absolutely.
So one last one, if it's okay, Joe. Kathy says, I disagree. Alan. I disagree. Yikes. So I rarely disagree with Alan. But I don't think that the mocking is about an assessment of the Kavanaugh situation. I think it was just Trump going off script because of the New York Times tax story. We mentioned that.
Terry did mention that.
Oh, by the way, are we going to talk about Delgado Faso poll? Well, you know, the new polls are showing Faso losing to Delgado. And by, you know, 4 or 5 points, which is a lot. It's very hard to know about who will come out. This is all about turnout, folks. So, you know, polls are, as we have said 3,000 times to the point of puking, just a snapshot in a point of time.
And we really do have to take a break. But it's hard to believe that the commercials that have been run over the last couple of days by the Faso campaign have not hurt him.
Hey, I didn't do anything. Those Republicans down in Washington did it. I didn't do it.
Wow.
He's got a hoodie on. He's doing rap.
They're being called nationally some of the most vicious and racist ads ever placed on television, mm-hmm. and that's in our backyard. And now, if we see a turn in the polls, you certainly have to wonder. We do have to take a break. We're desperately late. That gives you time to go and help the lockbox. We are in the 17,000s. We have a ways to go.
Oh boy,
we've come a long way.
It's about 39 minutes to do it in?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Uh-oh.
All right. Whatever you can do. Can you do $50? Can you do $5,000? Whatever you can do. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC or WAMC.org. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable, to our panel discussion this morning. Very nice to have you with us. We have Alan Shartok, Jen Smith from the Berkshire Eagle, and Terry Gibson, who is a SUNY New Paltz professor and a former New York State senator. And we welcome you as well. We welcome your letters, WAMC.org, WAMC.org, and we would love to hear from you. We are also working on the lockbox. We're doing okay. We're doing okay.
Okay, Joe. Come on. I'm in a fainting mood. Where are we?
So we needed. You'll remember two things. One, we have a $5,000 challenge on the table.
I remember that, yeah.
Up until 10:30 this morning. So we have 36 minutes to do that in. We started needing $25,000. We now need $14,205.
And we have 36 minutes. To
yes,
do
sir.
It. Everybody, please, it's Alan talking. You tell me how much this station means to you, and I know you mean it. Whether you like things you heard or you don't like things you heard. You know, my twin brother, Lewis, who was a great not-for-profit administrator, used to say, there are 10,000 reasons not to give. There's one reason to give. For those who think that, and he used to say to somebody who was, you know, basically bitching at him, used to say, there are 10,000 reasons not to give, and you found yours. I heard Shartok say 20 years ago, and, you know, that kind of stuff.
All right, we're in the 13,000s now, so there you go.
Oh, boy.
There you go. We got a lot of letters. We'll get to as many as we can. Then we're going to have to take another break. But all while you're listening to this, you know, we all know how to multitask now. We have been trained how to do this. We can watch movies and play games and check our email. We can do all of this stuff now. And even though we talk about how harmful it is for us, just this moment, do it.
And by the way, Joe, can you do this on your device, on your
Absolutely.
iPhone, you could.
Yeah, you can go to WAMC.org on your phone. You could do it through the app. You can do it a number of ways. And yeah, we make it easy for you. We do not complicate you giving us money.
And by the way, giving money is never easy. We all know that. But then you have to prioritize. You have to decide. You know, I spend money on the Berkshire Eagle. At our family's home, that's where we
and
live.
And Jen, yes. Jen, thanks you.
Yeah, no. I also think the person from the Berkshires who's put up this matching fund because it's a fellow Berkshires listener.
Absolutely. The Berkshires are huge in our listening area, as is the Hudson Valley, as in Albany. And, it might surprise you to know that the number one givers are still Albany. Go figure. Martin says, Kavanaugh, Alan, could you also not interpret Trump's first real criticism of Ford the opposite way, meaning that he fears Kavanaugh will not be confirmed? I think it's very telling that he did so at a rally where there would be a visible televised response from his base. Of course, yeah, right. Perhaps this was meant to reminder to senators on the fence that his base is with him on this. And that's from Marty, who writes to us quite frequently. And Marty, you're exactly right, but I don't think you have to remind the senators about that. Mm. I think those Republican senators know damn well, you know that what the consequences would be. But I want everybody to go back and get John Kennedy's book, Profiles in Courage, probably written by Ted Sorensen. I asked him about it once, and he said, "I can't say." Well, when a guy says, "I can't say," that means he did. Well, anyway, it's a great book. And it makes the point that there are lots of people who at a particular point in their career took a look at what was right versus political existence and did what was did what was right.
And to the point of that letter, too, though, it's not exactly like Mississippi is a swing state.
No. You make a point.
But still.
Also, just if you're following the news, the protesters in Washington are holding these individual senators accountable in a way that they've never experienced before. Everywhere they go, they are in their face because they saw what happened to Jeff Flake when he was confronted by someone telling their story. And so I agree. I don't think any of these senators need to be reminded. I think they're reminded every second of their day right now.
Sure. And let's not forget, you know, Joe, your point is well taken. The joke that always comes to mind about Mississippi is the rabbi who goes down to marry one of his constituents who's in Biloxi or something, and all of a sudden a crowd is coming after him, and he turns around and yells at them. It's a long joke, but he goes, "What's the matter? You've never seen a Yankee before?" So,
I enjoyed that. Okay. All right, we have a minute. Go ahead.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. And Richard says, "Collins can run as an independent. Perhaps you're letting Susan Collins off the hook by asserting she has to win a Republican primary in Maine in order to run and keep her Senate seat. Maine has one Senator, Angus King, who runs and wins as an independent. I saw him on television this morning. Boy, he's angry about all of this. Mm-hmm. He caucuses with the Democrats and delighted to welcome him. Susan Collins could run as an independent and be welcomed by the Republicans, too." And let's not forget that Lisa Murkowski did exactly that and won that way. But it's a harder way.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will continue with the letters and we'll talk about other stuff as well. Let's not forget the lockbox. We are at exactly $13,000 to go. We have 31 minutes to go.
Oh.
31 minutes to go. We have $12,985 right now that we need to make to get a $5,000 challenge. So that's almost like exactly halfway. And so we have a half hour. So do it. Ray's going to do the news. You're going to go to your computer. You're going to go to your device. You're going to go to the phone, whatever you can do. 1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org and do what's right. It's a $5,000 challenge from Anonymous of Sheffield. Nothing more important than this.
No, listen, we're going to make it because it's our radio station. We all made it together. And won't you feel bad if my blood pressure does me in?
Now, as an employee here,
shameless,
and I believe Ray can substantiate this, but how many times have we walked into Alan's office when he's actually hooked up to the cuff?
Now, one time.
Yeah.
One time.
You can see Ray's face right now.
One time, Ray and I did this shtick when we were on together in which we put the cuff on me while we were raising money, and I was going nuts, and it was astounding what the differences were. Wow.
All right, $12,510 now. $12,510. It's moving. I feel a whoosh, Alan. I feel a whoosh.
I hope you're right, Joe.
All right, so let's do it. WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262. We'll be back right after news with Ray Graff. Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. And we have Terry Gibson, Jen Smith, and Alan Shartok, who will be giving us letters in just a moment. Quick reminder about the lockbox. We have 22 minutes to make a $5,000 challenge. And as of right now... we need $9,694. We started needing $25,000. We now need $9,000.
Come on, everybody. Let's go.
That is impressive.
Well, no,
but not impressive enough.
Exactly. Listen. This is really not good. If everybody could just get to the phone. We're so close. If we were $20,000 away. But we're so close. Your $5 or $1,000 would do so much right now.
This is where Alan would remind us that as the tens of thousands of people, the 200,000, 300,000, 400,000 people who are listening, that if you could just find 96 of them to give you $100, you'd be done.
Right. Well, it's true. And anything we have, you can have. You want a piece of meat, piece of fish, anything like that. You want to go to
Cap Steps.
You want to go to the Cap Steps. You want a hat, or you want to have a look. If you
have meat and fish,
you could have meat and fish. You could have whatever you want. We used to go to a restaurant in Great Barrington, changed hands a few times. The guy came up and said, "What do you want?" I said, "What do you mean, what do I want? You want a piece of meat? We'll give you a piece of meat. You want a piece of fish? We'll give you a piece of fish."
What if you're a vegetarian? Is there
any option? They give you a piece of broccoli.
Are you a vegetarian?
No.
Okay.
I'm just making sure you're covering all pieces.
No, it's good. It is public radio. You're right. Okay, put it in a tote bag.
One more time. How much do we have to go?
We have $9,594 to go, Alan. $9,594. Oh, we have 20 minutes exactly to do it in. Oh. And we have a $5,000 challenge on the table.
Oh, from Sheffield. Oh, boy. I'm weak, I tell you. Marjorie says, FBI investigation. This response to Alan's concern that Dr. Ford had not yet been interviewed by the FBI. A retired FBI official spoke yesterday on NPR about the special inquiry process. He indicated the long practice and protocol predicted Judge Kavanaugh and Dr. Ford will be interviewed last so the FBI can use everything they have uncovered from all sources in those interviews. I still have some hope, and that's Marjorie. Good for you, Marjorie. That's good. Hope is good. And Frank says, Trump rally. Morning panel, notice that whenever Trump is in political trouble, he has a rally, always in red states, so he can rant and insult the Democrats and get his hissy fit out and rally favor from the lemmings. It's obvious that Trump sees Kavanaugh is in trouble, and it shows his and the GOP desperation. That's one way of looking at it. The other way is I think he thought he was really in trouble and wasn't going to get confirmed. Then he was beginning to show some cracks in his own. He doesn't like to be reversed, this guy. So that's part of it. McConnell. Good morning, panel. Let's talk about Mitch McConnell. He's bullying and his members to vote. But does anybody know that he also has received money from the Russian oligarchs? Is he covering his own tush? He's not the only senator who has, by the way, this is good food for thought. What is the motivation behind McConnell being like a mean drunk uncle threatening the rest of his members to vote along with him? I think I know. Have a great day. And that's from Rick in Hurley, Rick Orlando, it is, by the way, we know him very well, and his group, Dawn. Russell says, just shut
up. I got it.
Russell says, just shut up and wait. Sit. Where are we, Joe? How are we doing?
We're the same place we were.
Okay, I'll read this letter. You do that. Russell says, just shut up and wait. Since they already chose to have the FBI do an investigation, wouldn't it be appropriate that both sides shut up about the whole issue until the investigation ends and the Senate gets the report? And Russ from Greenfield. Yeah, maybe. But maybe if you smell a rat, you should speak out now rather than after, you know, their deposit. And so Jim says, the investigating charge to the FBI, I will visit the lockbox. I don't know if you have covered this already, but hurry up, Jim, get to the lockbox. I don't know if you have covered
We're already. We're waiting on already, you, Jim.
But the question for me is this. Are Democrats in the Senate ever, in capital letters, ever going to see the full instructions given to the FBI by McGahn and the McConnell what they may do in this investigation? Yeah, exactly. Frank says, no blacks in Mississippi. Dear panel, if you notice, there was not one African-American or Latino in the background behind Trump at his rally. I think there was. I think there was one. I think that what they always do is they find one person to put up front. Where in Mississippi can anyone go and not see a black person? Only at a Trump rally, that's where. And that's Frank. Hi, Terry. Frank with a C. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Steven says, senators. Good morning, panel. Most of the Democratic senators. Where are we, Joe?
$8,664.
Seventeen minutes. 17 minutes. Come on, everybody. Let's go. We can make this. If we all do it together, what a victory it will be for all of us together. Good morning, panel. Most of the Democratic senators are lawyers. I thought that a general rule for them was that you do not ask a question you don't know the answer to. So, for example, the question about Devil's Triangle or boofing was asked of Kavanaugh, and he came up with obvious lies to anyone who knew the direction of those words. Why was he not pressed further right then? I think, by the way, they tried. You know, somebody said yesterday that Patrick Leahy, who may be the nicest man in the whole world, when he got angry and called Kavanaugh a liar, that was an extraordinary event from this guy.
And everybody booed him.
Okay, so Terrence says, polygraphs. Please stop perpetuating the notice that the polygraph mean anything as detailed in this American life. They're easily faked, which is why they are rarely admissible in court.
You said that.
Well, I said fake. I just said that I think they're almost never admissible in court.
Yeah, they're not. Mm-hmm.
Not in New York, anyway.
Brian says, Trump taxes Russia. For years, we've been hearing that if we got a hold of Trump's tax returns, we might get... he's been getting payments from Russian sources. The New York Times story from yesterday shows us that Trump and his family are willing to lie to the IRS. Even if we got to Trump's recent tax returns, we have no reason to believe they are truthful and will tell us anything useful. That's from Brian. But
so,
you know what, Brian? You know what I'm thinking about this? And that is that we know that he lies. There's no question. We know he lies. We count up all of those lies. But when you get a New York Times or a Washington Post and they unleash their full resources on this, you can see in the end it all comes out.
So let's talk about that story of what Ryan is talking about. Yes, but first we have $8,000 to go.
Oh, boy. Well, okay. Come on, everybody. Come on, let's go. That would mean whatever you can do.
Yeah,
80 people. Now we can do this.
80 people at $100. Can you
be one? Can you be one of them, please? Let's keep it going, Joe.
1-800-323-9262. Don't forget that telephone number, or you can also do it online at wamc.org. Wamc.org.
Did you say 1-800-323-9262? Is that what you said?
It is, and we now need 76. $100. $76.49 is what
it's going to be close. It's going to be close. Get to
a phone. We have 14 minutes.
And everything on the table will count.
We have $5,000 challenge that we need to make. So, and we'll make it. We have to make it. Okay.
I'm not so sure.
What? Do we have to make it?
No.
Yeah.
We have to make it, or B, we will make it. It depends on everybody just saying, hey, that's me. That's I. That's, you know, myself.
Okay, so the big special investigation that is written by three reporters is on the from the New York Times that they launched yesterday. That Trump engaged in suspect tax schemes as he reaped riches from his father. The president has long sold himself as a self-made millionaire, but a Times investigation found that he received at least $413 million in today's dollars from his father's real estate empire, much of it through tax dodges in the 1990s. This is a read. This is quite a deep dive.
Yeah.
President Trump participated in dubious tax schemes during the 1990s, including instances of outright fraud that greatly increased the fortune he received from his parents, an investigation by the New York Times has found. Mr. Trump won the presidency, proclaiming himself a self-made millionaire, as he has long insisted that his father, the legendary New York City builder Fred Trump, provided almost no financial help.
Who went to jail? The father went to jail.
Mm-hmm. But the Times' investigation, based on a vast trove of confidential tax returns and financial records, reveals that Mr. Trump received the equivalent today of at least $413 million from his father's real estate empire, starting when he was a toddler and continuing to this day.
You know, one of the things that really stands out for me about this story is that so much of the wealth that Donald Trump has made and his father made was through government subsidies. Mm-hmm. Many of these buildings that were built by Fred Trump were done so with government tax dollars,
which means
that we have been subsidizing the Trumps, and they are not paying their taxes in return. Now, this is a practice that goes on all the time. Even now, today, people are building buildings that are subsidized by the government. But the payoff is that you're supposed to pay your taxes. The money that you make off of that construction should be paid in taxes, and he's not doing it. And it's disgusting. It's so disturbing.
Joe, only 12 minutes to go.
Yeah, $6,400. $6,400 in 12 minutes. So there you go.
Oh, boy.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. So I'm reading this article, and I'm wondering, okay, but now what? Now what do you do with this? I mean, I know there's a probe going on in New York, but then what?
And that's my big question. I mean, there's been evidence since that time, and starting back into the 70s, I think, was the first time that Trump was sued by the federal government at one point for not following the rules. And then again, in the 80s, there was evidence his father was buying uncashed chips from their casino project, about $3.5 million worth, again, to and then you know, Fred Trump opened up access to trust funds and other accounts just to keep the family afloat, so to speak. And so now we've got a really solid deep dive into the bigger picture of that. And we know, again, back in the 80s and 90s, there were very heavily investigated ties to doings with the mob and with the, you know, Chinese mob bosses. There's a long history here. But again, with all this information that we have, what is next? You know, if this were a local town board, you'd have something called a no confidence vote and that person would be out. But this is a very different scheme.
If Alan cheated on his taxes, believe me, there'd be a knock on the door.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's not why I do it. I do it because it's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But by the way, Joe, I'm sorry to interrupt.
$5,900. So we're just going to take a moment here to try to scare you. We have 10 minutes to make $5,942.
Uh-oh.
And we are, why is this so important? Well, we're filling the lockbox. Every dollar we make now is money we don't have to make during the fund drive. We have a $5,000 challenge on the table, though, to make this money. We needed initially, when we started the show, $25,000. We now need $5,400.
And by the way, Joe, everything that is, if you pick up a phone and dial, your phone call will be counted.
Absolutely.
In other words, you don't have to worry that it's too late as long as it beats the time, which is now about 9 minutes. So it's 1-800-323-9262. Again, 1-800-323-9262, or go to WAMC.org. It's terribly important. And speaking of which, of tax dollars, a lot of people say, why should I give you money? You get money from the taxes. Yeah, we get about 5%, I think, of our money from the feds. And we all know better than that. It's just one of those thousand reasons not to give.
We now are in the 4,000s, and we have about $4,800 that we need to make, and we have 9 minutes to go. And so $4,800, and yeah, we can do this. We need you. We're now down to $4,400.
So 44 people, $100 each.
Yes, sir.
And for $100, you can get anything we got. You could get a piece of meat. You could get a piece of fish. You could go, you name it. You could, we'll
$150, you can go to Capital Steps. And
with two people.
For two people, pair. Yeah. And you get a CD of the show. And it's 3 days after the midterm.
And that's where we all meet.
November 9th. 1-800-323-9262. This is vitally important. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. You can also do it online. Okay, this is the point where we say it really fast and then people yell at us for saying it too fast. So you do it nice and slow, Alan.
1-800-323-9262. Okay, I'm going to do it one more time. One, because it's so important. 1-800-323-9262, or go to WAMC.org. Either way, do it now. We are so close. If you do it later, we're not going to get that 5,000, or we have risk of not getting that 5,000. I never want to say we won't get it, because you never know what benevolent person will do. Okay, and over to you, Joe.
$3,600 right now. $3,629 is what we need. $3,629, and we have 7 minutes to do it.
500,000 people listening to WAMC every month, and we need 36 of you. Got it?
It's as simple as that.
Everybody, please get to a phone and just do the thing. You got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk it for yourself.
1-800-323-9262. Are those letters you've read or you have not read?
Don't know. No, I think these are all letters I've read. These are all red letters.
That's all right. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. All right, so let me go to...
How much?
$3,200.
Oh, no. $3,200. Come on, everybody, let's go. All we need to do is get 32 people now at $100 each, or any part of it, any multiple of it. If somebody wants to give $1,000 now, it would go down really well. But we only have 7 minutes to go, less than 7 minutes. Everybody into the pool. 1-800-323-9262. We can make this. I've seen it happen before. It'll be a miracle.
All right. We're going to keep banging this drum, but I do want to bring up the subject of NAFTA and the new NAFTA and what we should be making of this. The they're saying a handful of major industries scored big wins in President Trump's North American trade agreement at times at the expense of ordinary consumers in the United States, Canada, and Mexico. The winners include oil companies, technology firms, and retailers, but chief among them are pharmaceutical companies, which gained guarantees against competition from cheaper generic drugs. The gains underscore the benefits U.S. industry will be seeking and the pressure it will exert. The Trump administration continues rewriting trade deals with other countries and regions.
So let's see if I get this right. Maybe you guys can help me with this. Does that mean Trump, who campaigned on bringing drug prices down, is now taking the other side of the street?
It would appear to be the case.
And that's disgusting.
But that's what he's doing with everything. Campaign promises are not kept.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we can't forget that the same person who led the charge to drive up tariffs that squeezed our farmers and other industries in this country. Now you take the foot off the throat and let the blood flow back in.
And let's not forget about the opioid epidemic that we know
that's right.
Big Pharma is directly connected to, and they are essentially being rewarded for their role in that instead of being reprimanded for it the way he promised he would.
$1,700 and 5 minutes. 4 minutes.
Four and a half.
He's right.
I'll split the difference.
Okay.
Okay, come on, everybody. Let's go. This is so close.
I mean, there was a
1-800-323-9262. Go, John.
1-800-323-9262. $1,500 now. The story that was on 60 Minutes over the weekend about Mallinckrodt and opioids. I mean, this is and also he campaigned on that. I mean, he was all throughout the New England states talking about that, and yet now we see what's going. We need $700, ladies and gentlemen.
Three and a half minutes. $700
is what we need. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. Even though it's $700, Alan, are you still scared?
I'm scared to death, to be honest with you, because it could be a dollar, but if you don't make it, you don't make it.
$6.59.
Always played it honestly. Always.
$6.59. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. And so, just so you can set this up and put it in your mind, we started the day at 240. So if we make the $659 in the next 4 minutes, that'll bring us to $265. We get the $5,000 from Anonymous in Sheffield, and we'll have $270,000 in the lockbox, which is toward the $500,000 goal that we need before October 15th.
And the day is young.
The day is young. And so if you don't think, look, anybody who has ever seen a close election.
3 minutes.
That's ever seen a close election, they were like, oh, my God, they lost by 2 votes.
Yeah,
Terry, does this ring true to you?
Yes. More than 2, but, it's all relative. Really.
It is.
In all for Massachusetts, I didn't vote, and we lost by 1 vote.
So here you could lose for $187 right now. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. I'm going to talk you up to 10:30, okay?
Okay, all so right. Now we have
1-800-323-9262.
Soon it'll be 2 minutes. 1-800-323-9262. Oh, boy, my stomach is falling out. 1-800-323-9262.
Ew. 1-800-323-9262.
Did I ever tell you that my brother lived for 2 years on chicken gizzards? That's all he did. 19 cents a pound.
Nice. Now, would he fry them up, or what would he do?
He did it all. He baked them, he fried them.
Wow.
He boiled them.
That seems like something you would do.
No.
I mean, not.
You mean go obsessively?
Yeah, I mean to focus on one food.
That is something I would do.
1-800-323-9262, 90 seconds and $426.
Oh, my. $426 in 90 seconds? Get on the phone! Mabel, get off the table. 1-800-323-9262.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262.
Minute to go.
1 minute to go. We're going to go to...
If you're on the phone, it'll work.
We're going to go to BBC, and then we'll come back. We'll do the show. And as Alan said, everything on the table counts. So if you do it
including
now,
Mabel.
You get on the phone, including poor Mabel. Terry Gibson, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks
it's always
for
a pleasure.
Me.
Thank you for being for putting up with us and for
it's
helping us this morning. I appreciate it. Jen Smith, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Always good having you here. I appreciate it. And Alan, I will tell you loudly and proudly that we made it.
Yay!
Yay! All right. That's good.
Oh, mind stomach. Ben.
Yeah. Mine. Did you say mind stomach?
Yeah,
mind stomach.
Mind heart.
Mind stomach. Hey. We welcome you to join us. We still need money. We still have, $740,000 that we need in the lockbox. So whatever you can do, but we did our part this morning. Oh, by the way, thanks to Anonymous from Sheffield, Massachusetts. We'll be back.